Jesus returned to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he went to the temple, he found the courts full of animals being sold for the sacrifices, and money changers sitting at tables, and he drove them out of the temple precincts with authority. While he was there for the 7-day festival, many people were convinced by the miracles he performed and put their faith in him. But Christ knew what was in man's heart and did not entrust himself to them. Among those who heard Jesus' teaching, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. The Pharisees were influential Israelites who strictly observed the law of Moses, as well as many other rules and regulations they had added to it. Most of them were self-righteous and considered themselves better than other men. From the outset, the Pharisees were hostile to Jesus, but Nicodemus was not. His heart was unprejudiced and sincere. The teaching he heard and the miracles he saw awakened his interest, and he wanted to know more. However, he did not dare talk with Jesus openly, for fear of endangering his position among the Pharisees. So he went to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, Master, we know you must be a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracles you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus did not understand this strange and unexpected reply. Taken literally, what Jesus had said was absurd. "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." He went on to explain that it was not a question of physical birth, but of spiritual regeneration. It consisted, in fact, of an entirely different kind of life. "Flesh gives birth to flesh," he said, "but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." Jesus then explained to Nicodemus the absolute necessity of regeneration in order to receive eternal life. This means that a spiritual birth must take place, as it is the only means of obtaining a new nature, one that the natural man does not possess, and that only the Holy Spirit can impart. The Spirit's action, rather like the wind, is mysterious. It can be felt, and the results can be seen, but how this happens remains elusive. "The wind blows wherever it pleases," said Jesus. "You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." The man who receives the life of God sees and feels the effect in himself, but does not know how the Spirit came to impart that life and change his heart. Nicodemus could not understand and replied, "How can this be?" "Are you a teacher in Israel," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? I have spoken to you of what happens on earth, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" Then Jesus began to explain God's wonderful plan of salvation. He told Nicodemus that he had come down from heaven in order to accomplish this. But to do so, he, the Son of Man, would have to be lifted up, just as the bronze snake was lifted up on a wooden pole by Moses in the desert to save men through faith. "For God so loved the world," said Jesus, "that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." He added that God had not sent him into the world to judge men, but to save them. "Whoever believes in him," he continued, "is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in God's one and only Son." Next episode, Jesus and the Samaritan Woman.